Isa sa apat na tao sa Australia na may edad 18 taong gulang pataas ay lumampas sa alituntunin sa konsumo ng alak ng 10 inumin bawat linggo sa taong 2020 hanggang 2021. Ito ay ayon sa inilabas na datos mula Australian Bureau of Statistics nitong Marso 2022. Ngunit sa anong punto nagiging problema ang pag-inom at paano mo masasabi kung ang isang mahal sa buhay ay nalulung na sa alak na itinuturing na malalang sakit? Sabi ni Helen Gillis, ang CEO ng Al Anon Family Groups Australia, ito'y isang grupo na sumusuporta sa mga pamilya at kaibigan ng mga nalululong sa alak o alcoholics. Ang mood swings at pagbabago ng pag-uugali ay ilan lang sa mga palatandaan na ang isang tao ay maaaring nadidevelop na ang alcohol dependence.
The biggest thing we talk about is behavioral changes, and that can vary from person to person, obviously. But often people become different physically. Their mood can change. They can become very angry or upset. They can become very elusive and secretive. They can become very argumentative. Or they can become quite distant and removed. So there's no one set of behaviors, but we tend to think about an alcoholic is somebody whose mood changes.
Ayon naman ni Eleanor Costello na isang evidence manager ng Alcohol and Drug Foundation, na isang government-funded na organisasyon na naglalayo na bawasan ang pinsalang dulot ng alcohol at iba pang droga. Ang pagiging mababa ang enerhiya at kawalan ng gana ay kasama sa pisikal na palatandaan ng pagka-addict ng alak.
You might notice their energy levels are different. They don't engage the same way. Engagement in things like work or school that it may have been really important before might change. Work might not be going so well. They might be, you know, calling sick on Mondays.
Ngunit dagdag ni Gillis na hindi laging madaling matukoy kung ang isang tao ay may problema sa pag-inom dahil maaari pa rin silang magtrabaho at mamuhay ng tila ordinaryong buhay.
We know that there are a lot of very professional people who are conducting their work and appearing to be quite functional, who can have a very severe disability in terms of their addiction to alcohol. But again, we think about the behavioral changes. They can be perfect at work and then come home and not be very pleasant to deal with.
Ang pagkalulong sa alak ay isang sakit na nabubuo mula sa pangmatagalang paggamit nito. Ito ay sumusulong sa 5 yugto. Nagsisimula ito sa paminsan-minsang pang-aabuso at labis na pag-inom, na sinundan ng mas napadaming pag-inom at problemadong pag-inom, at umusad sa pagiging alcohol dependence. At ang panglima, ang pagkalulong sa alak o addiction. Ang alcohol dependence ay nangangahulugan na mas matindi na ang pagkatali nito sa pag-inom kaysa nakagawian nitong mga gawain. Dahil sa kabila ng alam na nito ang masamang epekto ng pag-inom, ay hindi na makontrol ng tao ang kanyang pag-inom. Ang palatandaan nito ay mataas na ang tolerance sa pag-inom. Ang pagka-addict sa pag-inom ng alak ay ang panghuling yugto. Sa yugtong ito, ang pag-inom ay hindi lamang para sa kasiyahan, kung hindi ito ay tumutugon na sa isang physical at psychological na pangangailangan. Kung sa tingin mo ay ang mahal mo sa buhay ay may ganitong problema, ang unang gawin, sabi ni Costello, ay kausapin sila.
They might not want to talk about it, but being able to reach out and make sure they know how much you care about them, and that just general check-ins and making sure they know you're there for them, that you care, that you're there to talk about anything that might be going on in their lives. Make them feel like they're cared for, feel like they can trust the people around them. They're much more likely to open up.
Bago ilabas ang isyu, mahalagang makakuha ng professional na patnubay ang pamilya at kaibigan, dagdag pa nito.
First thing I'd do before you perhaps engage with your loved one is to seek help for yourself. There is a lot of help and guidance around how to approach this. We do have a lot of resources that are translated as well that can guide people through signs to recognize what do I do, what are the questions I ask, how not to get anxious myself about it, and the first reaction is because, you know, your heart rate increases, you get anxious yourself, all these emotions come to play because you care so much about this person.
Para sa ibang tao, ang labis na pag-inom ay nagpapatindi ng posibilidad na sila ay maging lubhang emosyonal o nagpapalabas ng kanilang damdamin, galit o nagiging agresibo. Sinasabi din ni Costello, kung ang sinumang miyembro ng pamilya ay nasa panganib, mahalagang tiyakin muna ang kanilang kaligtasan.
If it's a situation where there's a potential for domestic violence or any other sort of aggression, first thing to do is remove yourself from the situation if you can. And if you're in immediate danger, always call 000. Stigma can be a barrier. I don't want to call the police or ambulance people because of the stigma. So I don't want them to know something's going on. But they are generally there to care for you first and foremost.
Saad din ni Giles na magandang ideya na maging handa ang iyong susi ng kotse at pitaka kung sakaling lumala ang sitwasyon.
It's not acceptable to have somebody else in your life who's aggressive or violent, and we would suggest that anybody does whatever they need to do to keep themselves safe. And understanding that if this person is in denial and they don't want to accept that they have a problem, they will turn to all sorts of things to try and keep the focus away from themselves. So often they'll then point the finger and say, it's because the house isn't clean enough, it's because you spend too much money, it's because you're XYZ. None of that's really relevant. All they're doing is deflecting the attention from themselves. And getting aggressive can be one of those things that can put the person off trying to deal with the real issues.
Ang nakikitang pagbabago ng isang mahal sa buhay dahil sa labis na pag-inom ng alak ay maaaring lubhang masakit at nakakalito. Ipinaliwanag ni Costello na ang labis na pag-inom sa mahabang panahon ay maaaring magpapabago sa chemistry ng utak at makahadlang sa pag-develop ng utak para sa mga kabataan.
When you're consuming a toxin, obviously it affects the brain. It will affect things like your ability to moderate mood. Then the more you use, it can make you feel sort of sad because it is a depressant, it can cause depression. It also puts a lot of strain on your body. It actually raises your heart rate.
Ang pagkalulong sa alak ay isang progresibong sakit, kaya lumalala ito kung hindi matugunan.
Alcoholism can ruin lives. There's no two ways about it. It doesn't end well for most people. If somebody knows they've got a problem with alcohol at an early stage and they do something about it, then that's the best possible scenario. But it's unfortunately a progressive disease. Every time an alcoholic picks up a drink, it gets worse. The situation, the behaviours, the outcome's not going to get better. That they'll start having blackouts, that they'll start having behavioural changes, they'll start having trouble at work, they'll start having trouble with money, they'll start having trouble with their relationships. So it's a cyclic kind of disease and going downwards. And the families can be brought into that as well.
Ang paghahanap ng suporta sa mga unang yugto ng problema sa pag-inom ay maaaring makatulong. Ngunit idinagdag ni Costello na mapanganib para sa mga nalulong sa alak na huminto agad sa pag-inom ng walang medical assistance.
Our Path to Help website does have over 10,000 help and support services listed there that can be found for your local area as well. It's a good starting point, and it also has a lot of self-help information because they may not be ready to talk to someone, but they might be ready to have a look at some of the things they might be able to do to start with, those initial stepping stones to getting some help and support.
Pahabol na payo ni Giles, mahalaga para sa mga pamilya na humingi din ng professional na tulong para sa kanilang sarili. Ang paggawa nito ay maaari ring hikayatin ng adik na ituloy ang panggagamot.
You can't change that person from making the choices that they're going to make, but the families can make choices. And it can be really hard. I think one of the hardest things we ever have to do is see people we care about be in pain. But we have to look after ourselves and we have to make decisions about what's right for ourselves and hope that that other person gets recovery.
Ipinapakita din ng datos na ang mga taong may migranteng pinagmulan sa Australia ay mas umiiwas sa alak o mas kaunti kung uminom. Samantala, ang mahigit sa kalahati ng mga taong nagsasalita ng ibang wika, maliban sa Ingles, ay umiiwas sa pag-inom o mga dating umiinom kumpara sa higit 19% ng mga nagsasalita ng Ingles. Para sa tulong, makukuha ito at isinalin sa maraming wika sa website ng Alcohol and Drug Foundation. Kung kailangan ng tulong, tumawag sa sumusunod na mga serbisyo. Al-Anon Advice Line 1-300-252-666. The ADF Advice Line 1-800-858-584. Lifeline sa 131114. 1-800-RESPECT 1-800-737-7732. Beyond Blue 1-300-222-4636. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ziara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.